And now to continue with an event that might possibly change the whole trend of the life of Mary Southern. About 30 minutes ago, that irrepressible old bird known as the stork swooped down over the town of Sanders, breaking up a situation that was about to have very serious results. And right at this moment, is claiming the anxious attention of all parties to that situation as he prepares to make a landing. After Max drew a gun on Dr. Benson and kept him from boarding a train for the governor to get him to clap down on Max and Cheney's gambling house, Max took Benson back to the hotel to Cheney's private quarters. Cheney was for taking Dr. John for a last ride immediately, but Max refused to allow this. He and Cheney fell to quarreling, and in the heat of the argument, Cheney whipped out a pistol. Max reached for his, and if Benson hadn't leaped between them, Max and Cheney would have shot it out. At this point, Danny dashed in and told Dr. John that Phyllis was about to have her baby, that Mary had taken her to the clinic, and that, well, there was no time to lose. Max and Cheney forgot their quarrel, and not only that, Cheney piled prisoner Benson, Danny, and Max into his high-powered car and dashed for the clinic. A wonderful bird, the stork. The corridor outside the delivery room of Dr. Benson's clinic contains three rather pathetic figures at this moment. First, there is Danny, Phyllis's husband. Compared with the torture of his suspense, the mother's travail, of course, pales into insignificance. Then there is Max, brother of Phyllis, who is enduring the pangs of approaching unclehood. The third figure is Cheney. Just a tough mug gone soft over the general idea of the whole thing.
Hey, listen, Max.
Yeah?
Give me a cigarette, will you?
Yeah, sure, Danny, sure.
Hey.
Hey, wait a minute. You don't smoke, Ken, do you?
Well, I can try, can I?
Oh, skip it. Now, take it easy.
Give the squirt a smoke. It'll do us all good.
Oh, thanks, Cheney, but I'm... Oh, I guess I don't want one. Give me a cigarette, Max.
Yeah, okay, pal. Yeah.
You guys are giving me the willies. Get a match?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a light.
For God's sake, Max, don't fire up my mustache.
Yeah. Give me the match, Max. Max, I'll hold it for you, Mr. Cheney.
Nothing doing, kid. That was the way you're shaking.
Well, okay. Here, now let me do it.
Oh, I'll chew a cigar. I think I was having this baby myself.
Well, tell me, did you ever have a baby, Mr. Cheney?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was in the big house at the time, doing a little stretch. The word comes they took my wife to the hospital. I tried to get him to let me go to her, but, nah, they wouldn't. There I was, locked up, about to be a daddy and nearly crazy.
Gee, that was tough, pal.
Oh, gee. It's bad enough with Phyllis just in there. I couldn't have stood that, Mr. Cheney.
Yeah, I don't think I could have either. Hadn't been for that guy in the next cell. He's in for life, too.
Yeah? Mm.
Hey, he's worrying about me. Talk to me like a father to a son. There I was with everything in life to live for, being cheered up by a lifer.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I gotta have a drink.
Yeah, here. Say, the doc put this out here. Here's a medicinal brandy. He figured that we'd need it. Here you are.
What about you, kid?
No, I'd better not.
No, he don't drink.
No.
Well... Here's to you, Pappy.
Yep. Yeah, here's to you.
Oh, thanks, fellas.
You know, I had a tough time waiting for Mary to have twins.
I didn't know you had twins, Max.
Yeah, well, they ain't mine.
What?
I forgot that you didn't know. Mary's husband died before the kids were born. Me and Mary were pals.
Oh.
Boy, there I was, dancing a jig out in the hall, waiting for the stork to light and about to go crazy. All of a sudden, the doc sticks his head out and says... Twins. And I go nuts.
I hadn't thought of that.
Huh?
Max.
What?
But that won't happen to me, will it?
What?
Twins.
Hey, I hadn't thought about that. But sure, yeah, you could have.
Oh, no, not twins. Oh, I don't want twins.
Oh, then things happen, kid. There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, but I gotta do something about it. I can't have twins. Why, I can't afford twins. I just won't have twins.
Listen, Danny, listen. I'm in as big a sweat as you are about Phyllis having a baby. Now, don't try to make her have two.
Get hold of yourself, kid. Think about something else.
Something else? If you were having a baby and maybe two, what else would you think about? Well, turn me loose, Max.
Now listen, you're staying right here.
Oh, but turn me loose anyway.
Look, here. Look at this picture magazine.
No, I don't want to look at it. And I don't want twins.
Look, you're going off the deep end. You got to get a hold of yourself. Now listen to me, kid.
No. I don't want to listen to you. And I don't want
to... I said listen to me.
Don't yell at me either.
Oh, okay, kid. I'm sorry. Mm. Look, just let me talk to you for a minute, like a pal, okay?
Oh, what do you want?
You're having a tough time of it, sure. Mm. So is Max. I ain't at no picnic myself. There's somebody having a tougher time than any one of us. That's that little lady inside there. Mm. A baby. One baby, kid. You got to hold that thought, see? Mm. Now, she's in there being a big girl for you, and you got to be a big guy for her. Okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry, fellas. I lost my grip, I guess, but... Well, you can understand my position, can't you?
Sure, kid.
Yeah, sure. We're with you, Danny. We're...
What was that?
What was it?
The stock dance, my bad.
Hey, it's all over. It's all over.
Oh,
it's Mary.
Don't creep up on me like that.
Hello, Mary. I thought it was Dr. Benson.
Oh, sorry. I didn't call the alarm, Danny.
You know anything yet, Mary?
Not yet. But I don't think it'll be long now.
Well, I don't think I can stand it much longer. I've stood it about as long as I can. If it's much longer, I'll go to pieces.
Oh, no, Danny. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, well, you know Max here, don't you? Oh, I mean...
Hello,
Max. Hello, Judge. Mary, have you ever met Chaney?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Chaney?
I'm glad to know you, Mrs. Sanders. We've all been having a rough sea here, I mean.
Yes, sir. Time like this isn't very soothing to the nerves.
No, ma'am.
Mr. Chaney, I'm sure Danny's already thanked you, but I want to express my own appreciation for your assistance in getting Dr. Benson here to the clinic as quickly as you did.
Sure, thanks. I mean, you're welcome.
Mary, you don't think Phyllis is going to have twins, do you?
Twins? Danny, whatever made you think of such things?
Oh, I don't know. Mary... Have you seen Phyllis at all since...
Danny, I was in the room just a few minutes before John asked me to leave.
Well, how was she? Was she all right? How is she?
She told me to tell you not to worry and that everything was going to be fine and that she was very, very happy.
Oh, poor little snugger, poor girl.
She said something before that was kind of cute.
What was it? What did she say, huh?
She looked up at John and said... Dr. John, you've been betting it'd be a girl, and Daddy's been betting it'd be a boy. See to it you don't both win.
Oh, there it goes, twins again.
Oh, Danny, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told you that.
Oh, Max talking about twins, and Phyllis talking about twins. Mary, if it's twins,
I'll... Danny, don't be absurd. Phyllis isn't going to have twins.
Well, you don't know that.
But John would have known it. Doctors have a way of telling those things these days.
Yeah, I guess nobody was surprised when Mrs. Dionne had quintuplets.
Oh, Danny.
Boy, if Phyllis has quintuplets, kid, you can bring the title back to America.
Why doesn't John hurry and get this all over? I can't take it any longer.
Oh, darling, you mustn't.
Listen.
It's him. John, it's all over.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Give me a
sense. John, how is she? Is she all right?
John, is it a girl?
Is it a boy?
Give us a lowdown quick, Doc, before it collapses.
Daddy Rim.
Oh, boy. John, I got to see it. Can I see it now? Now, this minute, I can't wait.
I'm going to get him all fixed up, Danny. Right now, there's something more important than...
John, what's the matter?
It's Phyllis. Something wrong. I know it. I feel it.
Danny.
What is it, Doc? What is it? Danny. Come here.
I can't take another step.
What is it, Dr. John?
Danny, I'm going to do everything I can to face Phyllis, but there's a chance that it might not be enough.
Well, there's not much we feel like saying after what we just heard from Dr. Benson. All we can do is join in that silent prayer which must be in the hearts of everyone at this minute.